The working title playwright's chain play is the product of 10 writers working on one script. And if that sounds like it could get complicated, working title managing artistic director Jill Patrick explains just how complicated it got.
The idea is to task 10 different playwrights, one for each of our existing years, to write one scene of the same play in relay style without knowing who they were writing with. They each were given 2 weeks, and everybody met their deadline. And everybody followed the rules, which there were no rules. I mean, 10 playwrights in one play. What could possibly go wrong?
To find out, I talked to some of the brave souls who took part in this experiment.
Hi, I'm Topher Payne.
How much did you know about what the story was going to be? Did you know anything about it going in?
Oh, nothing. I mean, by definition, none of us did.
None of us, meaning the 9 other writers. Jill Patrick has the full list.
Raymond Fast, Johnny Drago, David Fisher, Neely Gossett, Patricia Hendritzy, Hank Kimmel, Sharon Mathis, Daphne Mintz, Theron Patterson, and Topher Payne.
Thank you. It worked this way. The first writer was given a blank canvas. There was no prompt. Just write the first scene of a play. That scene was then handed to the next writer, who had no idea who wrote the previous scene. They added their scene, and so on, until the 10th writer, whoever that was, wrapped it up. Writer Neely Gossett says that she had to give up her sense of control over the finished product.
I thought I dropped enough hints to the next person to let them know where I wanted it to go. And then they took a completely different turn.
Ray Fast echoed that need to get outside of his comfort zone, saying in an email that when he got the finished play, it was absolutely nothing like what he would ever have written on his own. So what came out on the other end? Working title board member Kirsten Eidsmo and Topher Payne sum it up.
Twin sisters who have gone off on very different paths in life.
Who were raised by a mother that believes that she is raising the Antichrist, for lack of a better explanation.
They end up in the midst of some rather cataclysmic natural disasters, and it might be their fault.
So it's a family story.
Writer Theron Patterson.
So there's such great shifts in energy in the writing because, everybody has such wildly different styles of writing. But somehow it all kind of came together and worked.
So tonight at the Academy Theater, the audience gets a twisting, intricate puzzle of a play. But what do the playwrights get out of this elaborate exercise? Again, Topher Payne.
With this, it's finding a way to take something that is by its nature so solitary and creating a community experience out of it.
And that is a word that kept popping up in my conversations with those involved.
Community.
Community.
Community. Writer Sharon Mathis said over email that the project was a roll-up-your-sleeves kind of opportunity for her, that she became intrigued by, quote, creating something that was more than a stunt from the diversity of our voices, end quote. And diverse voices is something that can really foster a creative community. Topher Payne sets some historical context.
We were the region that produced Tennessee Williams and Faulkner and Welty, and there's a rising generation of Southern scribes who take 100% ownership of the literary traditions that came before and the chance to innovate going forward. And our theater in Atlanta has the opportunity to take advantage of that. It's a really, really awesome time to be a Southern playwright.
The working title Playwrights Chain Play gets a staged reading at the Academy Theater in Avondale Estates tonight at 7:30. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.